And good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to this session of the Tech Eagle Inn, your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. And as we saw out the discussed, you know, the much talkative, much expression filled Free Your Mind squad. You have to understand, guys, the Free Your Mind squad, you know, they are serious. They're having the social discussions that we don't easily have. But nonetheless, that is just how things are, you know. On today's discussion with in here on Tech Eagle, we're going to have a look at cyberbullying. And as mentioned just before the ad break, you know, we had the cybercrime discussion yesterday and on Tuesday. Then this then spans into a different kind of cyber evil. I'll call it a cyber evil because nowhere, in essence, are you safe in terms of being online. Now, the one element of cyberbullying is takes a different dimension towards the threats or the dangers of online communication and online sort of like interaction, because it is all about interactions. Now, the one thing with cyberbullying is anyone, and I mean it, guys, anyone can experience it. Even, yes, you as an adult, you sitting out there listening to me, even you can experience cyberbullying. Cyberbullying can come in the form of even on your WhatsApp group. For people who think that WhatsApp is not digital, it is digital. That's the thing. WhatsApp is digital. WhatsApp is made specifically, if you have a smartphone, your smartphone is like a miniature computer. That's what it is. It's nothing more. If you had a Tamagotchi or those other rudimentary, very basic cell phones, a cell phone, not a smartphone, a cell phone, sure, then it's not digital. But the moment you have a smartphone and you can access your WhatsApp and you have WhatsApp capabilities, it's all digital. It's all cyber. It's all online. Now, one of the most notable discussions in terms of cyberbullying here in the Namibian context has always been the two very public court cases that have taken place. The one that involved the First Lady. The second one that involved last year the socialite Betty Davis, or Betty Davids, because I know Betty Davis is an actual actress, as you know, Hollywood socialite. So I think it's Betty Davids. In those two instances, it was an aspect of libel that took place. Libel, or what do they call it, slandering or slanderous comments that were made. However, if you take a look at cyberbullying in its entirety, you now branch that out. Those are two incidences. In Namibia, there's a lot of cyberbullying that takes place, guys. I am horrified. I have to let you know, I am horrified at some of the comments that are said, especially on Namibian Twitter. You call it Namibian Twitter because usually it's people that are connected to each other, just like your Facebook connection and the interactions and the stuff, the conversations they have. Facebook does not do what Twitter does. With Twitter, you can start a discussion and you can have a trending discussion topic, meaning a discussion that can trend. It can be you being an activist for one or other cause, or you can have a discussion entirely by yourself just by stating something and people just take the thread from there and they just run with it. Now, on Twitter, it's a bit of a horrific situation. I say horrific, this is just my personal opinion, because of you can see that some of the people really want to participate in discussion. However, the more personal they become to the things that you say, the more it starts, you know, just not sounding so good. Why I say this, guys, is there was a time, especially on Namibian Twitter, where a lot of outing is one of the cyberbully tactics or techniques that take place, but outing. Apologies for that, guys, for sounding so loud. Outing sounds is like people, you know, like you have a court of public opinion ganging up against you because one person blamed or said that you were responsible for this thing. But they didn't go to a police station. They went to Twitter. They went to Twitter and said, yeah, you took bread from my mother without paying. Why did you do this? Stuff like that. Now, the moment the person that makes the accusation begins, you have all these people jumping in together said, yeah, he also took bread from my mother and he didn't do this and he didn't do that. That is how outing, and it's one of the cyberbully techniques that actually begins. And that is usually what happens in Namibian cyber, in Namibian cyberspace, especially on our Twitter feeds. I get into cyberbullying itself and some of the things that you and myself would have experienced in everyday interactions. Now, just to let you know, in terms of rules of engagement, that's now being the lines open for discussion. From 11:30 onwards, guys, we have to set it up like that. But you can come through. Let's hear what your take is in terms of what you've experienced on cyberbullying. When did it happen? You don't have to go into the details in terms of like who was saying what to who, but just say, you know, what was the topic? How did you feel? And, you know, was there anything, you know, that made you feel bad about the experience? Now, you can only come in from 11:30. We have to get through, you know, sort of like the nitty-gritties, the what, the why, the when aspects and descriptions of what cyberbullying encases. Now, with cyberbullying, guys, and this is from Kaspersky, the international antivirus organization. They're actually the cybersecurity organization themselves. As a disclaimer as well, they're also a Russian company because the Americans are also trying to sanction Kaspersky. However, Kaspersky is a leading company in cybersecurity and also taking a look at, you know, the safety of users on the in the cyberspace or in the digital space or in the online space around the world. Now, Kaspersky notes that that there are 10 forms of cyberbullying. 10 forms. And this is all just for you and also for your children, if your children are experiencing this currently or have experienced it, just to identify and, you know, how they can try and protect themselves. So, the 10 forms of cyberbullying, and this is a worldwide problem, guys. Cyberbullying is not just a US problem, a Western problem. You find it here in Africa. You find it here in Namibia. You find it in South Africa. These things happen. They happen. Now, it's a growing trend because it's very fast. And one of the major things of cyberbullying is that it can happen in a variety of ways, each of which needs to be dealt with differently, meaning your response and how sometimes also to take this. Now, it's also important that you are able also to recognize them. Now, in this discussion, these major 10 forms of cyberbullying is the use of inappropriate behavior. Firstly, it's about identifying inappropriate behavior, but this is how these bullies usually apply it. But it's the use of inappropriate behavior, strength or influence, whether directly or indirectly, and whether verbal, written, physical, or through displays of or use of imagery, symbols, or otherwise to intimidate, torment, to threaten, harass, or embarrass other people. And this is through the medium of the internet or other technology mediums such as mobile telephones. Now, threats I have not seen as yet. Have experienced it because in the line of journalism, you do experience some threats. You have to be honest in that regard. We do experience threats. In terms of tormenting, intimidation, that as well. It's one of the major things why the international associations of those journalism international associations always, you know, lobby and, you know, sort of like champion a cause of leave the journalists alone or leave the medical professionals alone. But here's the thing also, guys. These are humans doing it to humans. So you have to understand if you are in the firing line for one other aspect of your profession or your work or whatever you do or, you know, your social interactions with people. Now we get into the first parts of that 10 most notable cyberbullying aspects or cyberbullying forms that take place. The first one is exclusion. So exclusion is, this is actually the deliberate act of leaving you out of something. That happens in any social setting. Exclusion does happen. You can find it between family members, you can find it in your friendship group, you can find it within, even in your workplace. Exclusion does take place. You can find it at your school. Exclusion always happens. It's a deliberate act of excluding someone from an activity or from participation in something. Now, exclusion is the deliberate act of leaving also someone out. And it can happen a number of ways, like I mentioned. However, exclusion usually happens in cyberbullying towards children. This is now children enacting this on, you know, fellow children. So, if you identify this in your parent and your child is on school, your child might be excluded from a friend's party or activities. Your child's friends are also having online conversations and tagging others, but not them. And also that your child isn't using social networking sites or doesn't have a smartphone and is deliberately excluded from conversations by others because of this. It's, to you and me, as adults, we won't, you know, we would like try and brush it off. But for those of us who are parents, it's important for you to notice this. It doesn't mean that you now have to go out and buy a mobile phone or smartphone for your child. No, it's not what I'm saying. It's just in terms of assisting your child to work through this phase. Because as children, you go through phases. The phases are known as your growth phases, your development phases. So they go through phases. And it's important also to assist in this one aspect because of, you know, the mental health, you know, the mental well-being of the child. Because we are now in this fast-paced society or technological society that's just continually moving, continually growing, continually just adapting and expanding and including other aspects and technologies as we go along. Now, in form number two of cyberbullying, you get harassment. Harassment is a sustained, constant, and intentional form of bullying that comprises of abusive or threatening messages that are either sent to a child or sent to you, an adult, or to a group. So this can happen, guys, and we've all experienced this in terms of harassment. We've all experienced it. Harassment can be sustained, you know, text messages or sustained WhatsApp messages, and you don't like this person or you don't want to deal with this person, or this person feels like you've done something to them, and then now they feel you know that you're the target. You are the target that they need to, you know, that they need to get their sort of like daily fix on in terms of harassing you. I know there are people out there that have experienced this. It isn't one of the nicest things to do. First, you start ignoring it, but then it just continues. It just continues, and you start wondering why this person is not stopping. You call them. By calling them, they sometimes don't answer, or they press the phone dead while you're trying to ask them, you know, dude, what's up with you? Or madam, what's up with you? You know, why are you doing this? And the sustained action just continues, meaning the harassment just continues. Now, the messages are generally unkind or malicious messages, and they can impact their self-esteem and also their confidence, and also that they can make you try and feel fearful, because these messages are usually in a very threatening manner. They also try to sort of like tell you, yeah, this will happen to you and stuff like that. And even for us, for those of us here in the African continent and even in Namibia, where people have tried to, you know, even use witchcraft against you by saying, yeah, this will happen to you and this will happen to you and stuff like that. Or I curse this and this and this of you, you know, things like that. We've all experienced it. I know you guys have experienced it, that there are people that have harassed you in some forms like that. But ultimately, guys, you have to ask yourself also the question of what did you do that has led to this harassment? What did you do? And then you can take the necessary steps after that in terms of either looking at restraining orders or approaching the police after that. Because ultimately, harassment does build up to something. It does build up. Ask the US. They have... You know, very, very, very bad examples of such things, of crime that is the ultimate after a harassment, but harassment is usually one of the quickest ways on cyberbullying that comes through. Now, part of harassment also, the constant messaging is meant that there is no respite from the cyberbully, meaning that the bully is just continuing. They feel relentless in the action that they're busy committing, and they feel like, you know, there's nothing going to stop them. Now, a cyberbully makes extreme effort to cause fear and pain. It's to the extent it's supposed to be a psychological effect or impact on you, so that you don't function properly, so that you don't know what happiness is, so that you don't know what is what, you know, in terms of like just having a normal day and trying to relax and just trying to go by your day's processes. In form three, you've got something known as outing. Now, outing is one of the things I've seen on Namibian Twitter. I will not mention names. I will not mention the occurrences, but this happened.
It's time to celebrate your culture wherever you go. Are you ready to win big with a passion for your culture? Then you should definitely be part of the Culture Collection Journey as we display Namibia's diverse culture across the country. Buy any Omaire, Oshitaka or Oshikandela product and SMS the unique code on the gable top or cap to 88100 to win your share of $500,000 Namibian dollars. Keep pack as proof. Valid from 18 March to 29 April 2022. Culture Collection. Celebrate your culture. T's and C's apply. Powered by Namibia Dairies.
Now, getting back from the very abrupt ad break right there, and just, you know, having a look at the notion of cyberbullying. Now, we were getting into Form 3, and I just want to mention as well, the lines are open for callers' interactions. So from now, 11:30 up to 12, just 5 minutes to 12, we can take callers, but we have to limit, guys, 3 minutes, 5 minutes max. Now, on outing, that's now number three. Outing is a deliberate act to embarrass or to publicly humiliate someone. Now, this can be your child, this can be you, the adult, this can be someone else or as well. Outing goes onto the platform of this all being through online posting of sensitive, private, or embarrassing information about you or a child or about a group, you know, without your consent. People, you have to understand with outing usually there is an ulterior motive. There is a motive by the person posting the content that they are posting because they want to achieve a certain impact or a certain effect. Now, outing can happen in a variety of ways, and the information revealed can be serious or it can be trivial. Now, if it's about a child, especially, this has a different dimension. Firstly, if this is when you have to up you, when you realize that your child's saved messages on their mobile phone can be considered a form of outing, this is also one of those aspects, but you have to understand children do this to each other. In terms of, you know, trying to embarrass each other. But personal information is also another important step that needs to be protected, because personal information is something that should not be shared easily or on a very public platform. And if someone reveals private information deliberately about yourself or even about a child or even about a group, this is known as cyberbullying. These people also need to be reported in terms of to the platform administrators. Like what they do on Facebook and on Twitter, you get reported for the posts that you made. I know on Facebook a lot of people have indicated that their account has been placed in Facebook jail, as some of the terms that they've used, just for some of the things that they've posted or some of the discussion points. But you have to understand, the platforms themselves were now forced to bring in certain sort of like, I don't want to say protocols, but certain conditions. It's sort of like certain regulations, self-imposed regulations from the platform administrators. Let's get the first caller in. Eagle FM, good morning.
Mike, Sammy Fatlani, Sammy Lanfatni.
Munivar Nangabona.
Not 3 minutes, is not.
Ah.
So, listen, you might have known a bit of my experience. I don't think I need to go in that one.
Mm.
Because that one I experience on day-to-day basis. But in terms of exclusion, which does also happen to adults.
I know Angabona, it does
happen. The children, yeah, maybe they are more vulnerable.
Mm.
But I think adults are also vulnerable the same way. Just that they are more of the interest of the child there is compromised, and that becomes very psychologically torturing and it's a problem.
Mm.
But the same apply here, especially on the platform that you are talking about, where harassment and things like that. This one we experience it on daily basis.
Mm.
Haven't you heard when people say, especially on this kind of conversation here, and this one is actually even becoming more injurious to the person itself, because instead of focusing on the issue, you focus on the personality of the person.
Yeah.
And I understand what happened and all this, why has this happened. But when you look at this... For example, on my own side, exclusion, I think, I don't know how many times I was punished here.
Mm.
So many times. But when you look at those case now to just fire them with this kind of harassment and all these other things, I mean, it's nothing at all to justify.
Mm.
Because you now say, yes, this is the crime that you have committed, or this is what, and this is because of that behavior. That kind of behavior that you are talking about, you know, inappropriate behavior that you have manifested, maybe on platform, how you were interacting with others. It was there some kind of insult or derogative language? Not at all that you can mention, kind of thing. But all I'm interested more on recompense this kind of things. How do you do it? And that's where the challenge is, you understand? And the lack of awareness, because we don't know. When you say harassment, when you say this, what is it, the other one, all those general principles that you're applying, that inappropriate behavior, and these are also punishable, isn't it? So intimidation, for example. When you intimidate somebody, what is that? Because now, like you say, the objective is to paralyze the person, even to discourage the person, and to humiliate that person. You understand? To bring that kind of shame. You understand? So how are you going to recompense that kind of things? Without now taking that litigation and all these things? Because there must be recompense. There must be so people need to understand these things. I can just tell you, for example, this Amagoja, you send an SMS. Somebody asks for my message, my telephone. And all they could come there, we only communicated 2-3, maybe 5 minutes. And then the thing started in inside. And I say, my brother, why are you trying to insult me? So maybe I still need to take it up. So that just to make an example, I've done this before, but not personal to me. Now I just want to show so that people learn. They will not understand the issue of First Lady and others, because many people are not taking those stuff.
Yeah, and it takes very long, Angabona, because I mean the First Lady and the other woman, the socialite of last year, they you know. They could afford to go the legal route, because we have to understand the only people making money from libel or what they call it, those defamation court cases.
Defamation of character.
Yeah.
And they're fine, right?
The only people making money there, or the only people getting satisfaction,
like you said,
the only one getting satisfaction is the lawyers. The lawyers are the ones making money.
You know, the issue is that not necessarily that because. I, for one, really don't want to put that person at that corner and pressurize him and make him to pay. So it's not necessarily that it's because of the long process. It could be easy. But the issue is, if I had to restrain my conscience and just say, let me just be at these things, or should we, does it now mean that the person doesn't know? But the person knows what he's doing or he's doing. But now maybe it's good that, sometimes you just, that kindness and that forgiving spirit.
Yeah.
But there are times really that, I'm sure that it wasn't even difficult for her to do that, or many, many other people to do that, except where maybe you might not have the resources, you might have not the means. Mm-hmm. Even if you don't have the resources, there's still some aid, legal aid, which you can employ to deal with those kind of behavior.
Mm.
But it's necessary, I think it's just because of forbearing and this kind of spirit.
Yeah, and just trying to deal with it and then go on, yeah.
So you see, you because sometimes you feel pity. If I have to deal with that person, I ask you, pay 250.
Mm.
Maybe then I will reduce now to 150. Do you think that person, maybe you have children, you have some people that depend on you there.
Mm.
And I might even destroy that your political career or some kind of inconvenience that I will bring in your life.
Political.
But you have brought it.
Exactly, Langobona, exactly.
So thank you very much, my brother. God bless me.
Thanks, Langobona. The same to you.
Good, good.
Now, as we heard there, guys, in terms of also, personal testimony, as mentioned, you guys can come through on the studio line 083-288-401. You can try and explain in terms of where the sort of like online or cyberbullying that you've experienced fits into these 10 forms that I'm, going through with you. Because this is also helpful for you to understand, what you might be doing could be one of these forms, or what you have experienced could be one of these forms. Now, we were still on the notion of outing. Now, remember, guys, outing, as mentioned, was the revealing very sensitive information or something personal to someone or a child or a group on a very online, very public platform. And in that same sense, remember that personal information or very sensitive information about someone does not belong to the person who's busy exposing it or busy, placing it on a social platform or sharing it on a social online platform. It's not their responsibility. It's not their ownership. For the next form of cyberbullying, we have cyberstalking. Now, cyberstalking, people, is not something that you observe very easily because it's not mentioned spoken of very, very often. What do I mean by this? Cyberstalking is also a form of cyberbullying, but this is where the cyberbullying, the aspect of it, reaches to literal, making real life threats to the person. It can be the child, it can be you, the adult, and it can be to people, a group, or, on online platforms. And this is about the physical well-being of the individual that is now coming under threat. What do I mean by this? Cyberstalking can also refer to the practice of other adults, using the internet to contact or attempt to meet with people, young people. This can be children online. This can be, people who don't know much better about chat groups and stuff like that. And this usually is for nefarious purposes, in most cases, for sexual purposes. Now, on that same sense, cyberstalking is a very dangerous form of cyberbullying. And this can have serious consequences if you do not pay attention to or try to see what the intentions are. Number one, of the people talking, if you have a child that's constantly online, trying to talk to your child, or you getting involved with someone that is pretty overbearing and pretty over the top in terms of trying to get to meet you. Now, cyberstalking, guys, as mentioned, leads from something. It expands from one or other notion, that being in terms of the harassment or the exclusion elements. Cyberstalking starts from somewhere, or it starts from a pretty innocent platform like playing online games. You allow the child to play online games, and there are these online community of people, meaning people that are that participate in the same online activity. However, when they find out that this is a child, it becomes a little bit of an issue. So you as a parent, you have to be pretty vigilant in terms of monitoring your child's usage, your child's internet usage, or use of internet facilities at home or at school, or even, you know, when they are on the sort of like in their own private time. We get into our next form. And this is also another one. I have to be honest, guys, I didn't actually know that this word existed, but it's known as fraping. Fraping is what a lot of you might have experienced, especially with your Facebook profiles. Fraping is when someone logs into your social network account and impersonates your child by posting inappropriate content in their name. It has happened with a handful of friends of mine who have indicated, but not specific, just the, you know, when someone has logged in on the account, where they would share on WhatsApp saying, guys, my Facebook account has been hacked, or someone is on it and we don't know who it is. Please ignore any messages or any contact that the account or my account tries to make with you. That has happened. And it still happens. It's not something that will die away. It still happens. Now, the phrase itself for fraping is considered, in terms of the international like cyber laws or digital laws or online laws or internet laws, fraping is a very serious offense. This is where many people are led to believe, you know, that the things that are being posted are funny, are entertaining. In actual sense, it is not. It is similar to the outing or the harassment levels. Because fraping is when someone has your login details and they decide to, you know, enact pretty malicious content or post malicious stuff or do very embarrassing things, you know, on your account against you, to your friends or to your close community. Now, a lot of your friends and your family members would identify this as out of the normal behavior of things that you are doing. They would identify this. And it is important that you always keep your login details. If your child also has a Facebook account, please take, you know, be in charge of it. As a group, please do not easily share with anyone, sort of like your social media or online platform, the login details, because it is essential that they do not fall into the wrong hands. You don't know who the wrong hands might be. It is impossible to know that. It's impossible to detect that. But as long as you keep it away from people who have malicious intent in terms of, firstly, trying to embarrass you, secondly, trying to harass you, thirdly, also trying to expose very personal or gain access to very personal information about you, about your child or your family or your loved ones in that same sense. So watch out for fraping, guys, because fraping happens more often than what you think. Now, in terms of fraping usually is the impersonation of someone online, and ruining their reputation can have serious consequences. Why I say this? Because in parts of, like, I know in South Africa they do the same thing, but also in the US and also in Europe, where your manager, your bosses, the people that employ you, when they interview you in a job interview, they check your social media behavior. They check it. They want to see what kind of person you are. Who do you follow? Who do you interact with? And fraping is usually done to sort of like cause major concern, major damage to someone's reputation if they, you know, if they are looking to try and have just a normal life, just to work, to earn a living and go on with their lives. Now, fraping, according to Google, is that Google never forgets, you know, in terms of login details and stuff that were posted online, in terms of, you know, who logged on where and who did what. So you can be sort of like sure that if the bully who doesn't, you know, who's not very tech savvy, but in terms of deleting the history, the login details history, you know, the surfing history or your browser history, you will be able to identify who did what. The unfortunate thing is, if it's not on the same device, it'll become difficult. If it's not, if you don't know, if you can't remember when last you logged in from where, that's also a bit difficult because you have to limit your device usage, meaning how many devices that you actually log into your social media platforms, your personal platforms into. You have to limit that because the further, the more devices you include into that, the bit more difficult it becomes to try and have a secure setting to your own personal information. Number six in our next type of form of cyberbullying is it's an easy one. It's one of the easiest ones to do. This one is fake profiles. This is how cyberbullying also includes fake profiles. Now, fake profiles can be treated in order for a person to hide their real identity with the intention of cyberbullying someone. It's not just children that get cyberbullied through fake profiles. Most of the experiences, real life experiences, world experiences that I've witnessed, observed, and also experienced have been from fake profiles. Yes, guys. People opening up a second profile, which is a fake profile, to try on firstly stalk someone, secondly to try and monitor someone's online activity. Usually this activity is done through Facebook. The most notable one, the easiest one to do, is through Facebook. It happens a lot there because you have people that open up like three profiles and when you internally Facebook search them, you see that they have three names, or the three profiles with the same name, but you see it's the same photos or it's the same picture that's being used for all three. Or you find a spin-off, you find someone with their original name, and when you access that profile to just try and see like the overview, because Facebook has the function of making something private and you have the one of being very public. The private one can only be seen if you are a Facebook friend of the person or the organization. The other one that's public, you know, anyone can see it when they Facebook search you. And when you go to like, who's the friends of this person, then you see, oh, but here's a mutual friend that I have. And you see that this account is a mutual friend of this person. And you actually see that this account itself, that's a mutual friend, sometimes is someone that doesn't post anything. They don't post anything. They posted something for once, and if they posted a photo, it's a photo of the person that you Facebook searched. Now, that's how fake accounts also get made and generated. Easiest way to identifying a fake account is just to look at when it was created and who it is linked to. Now, fake profiles, as mentioned, a cyber bully or people with malicious intent also use someone else's email or mobile phones to cyberbully someone, meaning they would set up a fake or a second WhatsApp account. That is also possible. I found that out as well. Second on that, it's a matter of cloning someone's number, and then you can open up a second number or a second account. In some instances, even an email address is also sort of like, you know, scooped up from somewhere because they want to spy or stalk someone on social media platforms through a fake profile that they created on the social media platforms. Now, a cyberbully is afraid of revealing their identity. They don't want you to know who they are. Also, the reason why they choose a fake account is for that specific reason, so that you don't know who is this person that's firstly harassing you, secondly spying on you, and thirdly, you know, just keeping tabs on what you do. I mean, the first instances of cyberbullies in this case with fake profiles had been the paparazzi or the paparazzo from Hollywood, in terms of how they follow or trace or track celebrities. And then they would just tell each other, you know, listen, the movie star will be at this restaurant because I saw she posted a sort of like a dinner reservation on this date, so and so and so. That's one of the first forms of cyberbullying that, in this case, with regards to fake profiles that were generated, that takes place. And it still takes place till today. it still takes place till today, because I know a lot of the entertainment journalists, sometimes they just go on people's face, you know, social media profiles, and they just sit there, but not for the sake of, you know, bullying the socialite. No, not in that same sense. Please, not in the same sense. But it's what a cyberbully can also do. Now, this usually means that the cyberbully is someone that might know you. They might know you very well, or your family members, or some of your loved ones. And they also want to keep the identity hidden, because you might have met them once or twice, but you don't remember them. Our next form, in terms of just rounding out our 10 forms of cyberbullying, is dissing. Now, dissing is just sending or posting cruel information about someone online. And it's also to cause damage to their reputation or friendship circles. Dissing is similar to fraping as well as also outing. Dissing is similar to those other two forms. Now, I won't go much into dissing because it also includes photos, screenshots, videos, messages, stuff like that. You know, things that are posted in order to damage reputation or in order to damage friendship circles of people. Next up, we've got trickery. Trickery is the act of actually gaining someone's trust online so that they reveal the secrets or embarrassing information that a cyberbully can use to share publicly. Usually, this is done towards children. Once again, I stress, guys, be very vigilant in terms of your child's online activity or for how long your child stays online. Because trickery usually is used on children. When the cyberbullies realize that it's a child that they're interacting with, it's usually towards children. And if you've fallen for the Nigerian 401 scams, that's the other one. But trickery is on social media platforms and on other sort of like dimensions or spheres of online interaction. Trickery is one of the easiest and the oldest tricks that cyberbullies or cyber criminals use globally. Next up is a very important thing that I mentioned in our discussion with the Free Your Mind team as they exited, and that is known as trolling. Now, trolling is a form of bullying. It is a form of bullying because trolling actually happens in real life. We all experience it also in real life, and that is when you act literally get teased a lot, or you are literally bullied. Not bullied with the violence, bullied with the emotional and the psychological, experience of what bullying primarily is about. Now, trolling is the deliberate act of provoking a response from someone. That is what trolling does. And Namibian Twitter is a hotbed of trolling. I know WhatsApp is also probably Namibian WhatsApp is also a hotbed of trolling. I see it almost every day. And the provocation for these responses usually include insults and bad language sometimes that comes through. And this is mostly on online forums and on social networking sites. Now, trolling is when a personal attack is aimed at the person. And it is sort of like to make you feel bad or to just try and silence you on a discussion topic. Now, the aim is also to make you angry enough to act in a specific way, meaning that they are trying to elicit a reaction from you. And trolls also spend their time looking for vulnerable people in discussion groups or in online platforms to also target. Usually, they look to make themselves feel good by trying to make others feel bad. Now, trolling, guys, leads into a broader psychological discussion. It's one of the reasons why the aim is also to expand on that notion of trolling. However, we end off today's program with our last form of cyberbullying, and this is catfishing. Catfishing, which a lot of women say that there's catfishing taking place in Namibia. Catfishing is when you say you are someone online, but in real life, you don't look anywhere close to the photos that you've submitted. It happens, guys. But it's also one of the earliest forms of how men and women used to meet. They would give each other fake names, and then later on, 3 dates later, then they reveal to each other, no, I'm actually a David, and I'm actually a Maria. Then you have to sit there wondering, now, why did you give me a fake name? Catfishing is, on social media, it's actually where people put up photos that are not theirs. Guys, catfishing is so obvious. I mean, MTV even made a TV program about catfishing. Because the guy that makes the program, he experienced it. He really thought in online dating, he would meet this wonderful lady. When he went to her, meet her in private, in, you know, in person, it was not the same person. And she actually confessed by saying, you know, she just used the photo to try and attract a date for some reason. Now, catfishing is also a deceptive way of communication online. And on that note, it does bring us to the end of our discussion here on your number one talk radio station of Eagle FM. In terms of the cyberbullying discussion, and for that, we need to stay. You need to stay tuned, as my colleague Sally will be coming in next with.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times, which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken. Some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.